USA Radio News.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent a procedure today for a kidney condition. That's what the White House announced. Now, Mrs. Trump was treated at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and will likely be in the hospital for the rest of the week. A White House official did say that President Trump is expected to visit the First Lady at Walter Reed later today. Earlier today, the United States relocated its embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. Now, this was a moment that Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, said folks would not forget.
President Trump, by recognizing history, you have made history. Today, the embassy of the most powerful nation on earth, our greatest ally, the United States of America. Today, its embassy opened here.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 68 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
A new study shows that newer vehicles are safer than older model year cars and trucks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration recently releasing the statistics that highlight the added safety of new vehicles as compared with older cars and trucks. They found that in traffic crashes from 2012 to 2016, a higher percentage of passengers in the older vehicles suffered fatal injuries. The proportion of passengers fatally injured increased with the age of the vehicle, from 55% for model years prior to 1984 to 26% for vehicles built between 2013 and 2017. Also, the severity of the injury increased with increasing vehicle age, while the injury severity of passengers in newer vehicles was lower. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Margot Kidder, the Canadian actress who starred as Lois Lane in the Superman films, has died at the age of 69. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A bill introduced in California by an assemblyman would designate the third Monday in February as a single school holiday to be known as President's Day. The bill would get rid of either George Washington or Abraham Lincoln's birthday as a holiday and designate May 1st as International Workers' Day. Well, not everyone in California is for this, including California Assemblyman Matthew Harper. Now, he's a Republican. He explained why he believes this whole idea is ridiculous.
Well, the thing I think that's ridiculous about this is it establishes May Day, which I've always known as International Socialist Workers Day,
right,
as a holiday for schools. I don't understand letting kids out and letting teachers out. Replacing a school day with getting them out to a May Day rally.
He was then asked where this bill actually sits in the California legislature.
It actually was a party line vote in both the Education Committee as well as the Appropriations Committee. When it got to the floor, however, both myself and Assemblymember Melissa Melendez spoke against this and its ridiculousness, and I think under the scrutiny, this thing ended up not passing on the floor of the Assembly. But, of course, the author asked for reconsideration,
sure,
which allows this to come for a future vote.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, back on this date in 1897, Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa was performed for the first time in Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.